transmission incoming, over.
Copy that, transmission received.
You're listening to the Patriot Radio Network.
Welcome back to another episode of Skinwalker Radio. Today we're talking about QAnon, but I have to give a trigger warning, because if you are a pro-QAnon person, you might not like this episode. If you choose to listen, please keep an open mind, because we are going to put forth an idea that QAnon might be a giant psychological operation carried out against the American public, in particular the religious right and the conservatives and the three percenters and the libertarians and the boogaloo boys and all those guys, right? So QAnon keeps saying a phrase, and that is trust the plan. Trust the plan, patriots are in control. So we put forth the idea that they're doing that on purpose to sideline people who would normally be out there raising holy hell in the face of Antifa and pedophiles and corruption and all the things that you should be rightfully upset about. But seemingly all these people are absent, you know, and the idea is that on purpose or what? Is QAnon really out there going to make a big difference in American society, or is it just a psychological operation in order to get us all to accept a big world government just of a different flavor? So that one's going to be a hard pill to swallow for some people, but please keep in mind that, you know, this is just a podcast. It's a couple guys on the internet. We're having a good time. We're talking about complex ideas. We're trying to be objective, so we have to bring both sides of the argument. We got called out for putting forth dubious information as fact, but please keep in mind that this show is literally about conspiracy theories and paranormal activity. None of that is fact, right? If it were fact, it would not be paranormal. It would just be science. If conspiracy theories had facts and were proven, it would just be history, right? So this is it's a fun podcast, and let's not take it too seriously, and let's keep an open mind, and let's just have a good time about it.
The other version of the video that, you know, we've already referenced a few times exists somewhere and is still secret.
That's what is remote viewing.
That just seemed really curious to me, too.
This show is called Skinwalker Radio.
And they love hinting that there could be something.
Yeah, you see these patents online for warp drive things.
Massive amounts of energy.
Quite convinced that there were some very weird and unexplained things going on there.
There is naturally occurring phenomenon out there.
A well-attested scientific evidence that shows that the stuff is real. These phenomena are going to show up with normal analytical methods.
Welcome to Skinwalker Radio.
So, yeah, you want to talk about Q?
Yeah, bullshit anon.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and kind of kick it off. So what do you think about the whole QAnon thing, like, personal?
Okay, so, you know, Q, I don't know, they've been around for a handful of years now. What, probably about since the beginning of 2016 or something like that, maybe. I don't remember. Anyway, so when it first came out, I was like, what? Like, all right, so there's this, let's say a guy or this group of guys or people or whatever, maybe some women, and they have these secret encrypted messages and they're riddles and whatever you want to say, and they posted them on, I think, like, in the beginning, like 4chan, and then it went to 8chan, now it's, what, 8kun or KUN, whatever that is.
Yeah.
All right, so, but, like, each message, like, can mean multiple things. So, okay, now you've opened yourself up to, well, it could mean this, it could mean this, it could mean this, it could mean this, it could mean this. Like, okay, and this person posts this message, and it's all about behind Trump, you know, and what Trump's going to do, and they're supposed to be working directly with Trump or whatever. And, like, they posted something, and, like, well, it could happen anywhere from, like, the next day or 5 years from now. What?
Yeah.
Dude, like, so you've basically opened up every single possibility for something to actually happen, and it has to be the vaguest resemblance to what that message said, and that message can mean so many different things. Then you're like, look, see, we told you. Well, yeah. No. Like, come on, dude. And there has been some weird coincidences, but I kind of take it back to, like, The Simpsons. I've read a few things on, you know, The Simpsons, like, how they've, like, kind of predicted so many weird things in the future, and if the writers have been interviewed, and either they're, like, really from the future, or they said, like, well, no, we kind of just open up to every single, the wildest possibilities you can think, and we write an episode about that. And The Simpsons have been around for so damn long. They have, like, episodes about almost everything you can think about, you know. Like, the old, everybody thinks, like, oh, because they had the picture of, like, Donald Trump coming down the the escalator or whatever and waving, and like that really happened in real life. Well, it's not that like out of the realm of possibilities, some celebrity guy becoming president, because it's happened before with Ronald Reagan. He was an actor. So, and not to get on the whole Simpsons thing, but I mean, if you open up every like possibility you can think of and write about it or make this message about it, eventually something like that is going to happen. And if you can say that every message can mean basically multiple things, then you even opened up to even more possibilities for something like that to happen. So since the beginning, I've always been very skeptical about if QAnon is actually a real thing, and if it was just started off as some fucking 4chan trolls.
Alex, I'm trying to find a clip. I can't find it, but Alex Jones was on a show talking about how, in his opinion, and I think he's right, QAnon started off as like an anonymous 4chan type hoax, right? And then at that point, it was basically taken over by the feds. And he thinks that the whole thing is a giant psyop. You know, it's interesting that Alex Jones thinks that, because he's like the conspiracy guy, right? Mm-hmm. If there's even like a hint of conspiracy, then he's on board. So for him to discredit it and say that the real conspiracy is that the government is in charge of it and using it as a psyop, then, you know, to me, I'm like, okay, you know, that makes a lot of sense. You know, so I did that one episode where I talked about kind of what QAnon is and what they kind of believe in. But, you know, I mean, I'm on the fence. You know, I kind of ended that episode saying that I want it to be true, because why would you not want it to be true that there's a group of people who, you know, love their country, love God, love doing the right thing, and want to take back control of the country against a bunch of evil people? Like, I can't find any fault in that, right? Mm-hmm. But yeah. The problem becomes now that Q has kind of linked itself to the religious right a little bit, right? And so they're kind of married. 100%, not everybody on the religious right is within Q, and not everybody within Q is in the religious right, right? But there's definitely that overlap. Mm-hmm. And for me, that's concerning, because the Christian right-wing conservatives have always traditionally been the anti-government, limited government, pro-freedom crowd, right? Mm-hmm. So these are the people who are usually the first ones beating their chest of like, government shouldn't do that. No way. Don't do that. That's wrong. Constitution, free speech, rights, everything else. This guy might be the Antichrist. Watch out. So the Q thing has really dropped a nuke into that. So you have a population of people who used to be like the most rabid constitutionalists, keeping a close eye on government types, that are no longer holding that opinion. And that's scary to me, because those are always kind of like the last holdouts, right? So you had the mainstream liberals who want basically communism. You have the mainstream Republicans, which basically want Republican version of socialism. Mm-hmm. And it's 75% of the way, not 100%, but 75%, which is bad enough.
Yeah.
And then you had kind of, you know, your right-wing evangelicals who traditionally have opposed all of that, right? They've been co-opted over the last several years, and probably the last 20 years, they've really gotten away from that. But since 2016, they've really gotten away from that stance, so much so that they're no longer, you know, kind of the anti-government, limited government, pro-freedom crowd, because in part, I think QAnon has kind of worked its way into that crowd and convinced these people that Trump is, I'm not going to say is God, but Trump is handpicked by God to be the Messiah of the USA.
Yeah, and that makes a lot of sense. And another, because you said like a psyop, I mean, if this would fall right into the Project Mockingbird Shadowgate type stuff.
100%.
I mean, hey, like they see this and like, holy shit, that's the perfect opportunity. It's creating a following. And then, and like you said, it's almost like a religion. I mean, there are people that actually live and die by whatever Q says. And it's like, and I get how it is enticing. holy shit, we have a guy on the inside, and Trump is one of us, and he is gonna, you know, he's gonna take down the cabal, and it's anti-pedophilia, and it's everything we want.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Too perfect.
Yeah, too perfect. Exactly. Yeah, that's what's alarming about it is if you wanted to build a psyop to go after, you know, Christian conservatives and like alt fringe right conservative libertarian types, and you wanted to bring them all together to support a candidate, which they would not normally support, mm-hmm. right? Because Donald Trump is not a pious man. Donald Trump in his personal life is not even, I wouldn't call him a moral man. I wouldn't call him somebody to look up to. Like, he's good in business, but like his personal life is a kind of a wreck, yeah. right? So like sexual harassment charges from various women and porn stars and four marriages, possibly some shady business dealings, but you know that the guy is not like to be looked up to by any regard, really. I will admit that I personally am happy with some of the things he's doing politically. Oh, yeah. You know, like he's been really good for African Americans with like the Second Chance mm-hmm. Act and, you know, prison reform. And he pardoned a bunch of people and let a bunch of black people loose from jail for like minor drug charges. You know, taxes have been pretty good. The economy was the best it's ever been before COVID. You know, I mean, his Supreme Court picks have been good. So he's done some legitimately good things for the country. But my problem is that he hasn't done enough good things for the country, right? So yeah. When I look for somebody to be president, I want somebody who's going to do super long lasting things, mm-hmm. right? Something like term limits, ending the Federal Reserve control of American banking system, right? I want gold standard. I want age limits in Congress and Senate. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to have a balanced budget constitutional amendment. These are things that are like the long-term fixes to the country. And what Trump has done, while some of them have been good, are not long-term fixes to the country. All this stuff can be overturned and undone with the next president, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So, yeah. So when I look at Q basically suggests that he's God's choice to fix the country and then therefore the world. And while he is doing some good things, I have not seen very much institutional change, right? If Q suggests that the system is that broken and is that bad that the swamp has to be drained and the country basically has to be remade, mm-hmm. Trump isn't doing any
not
of that.
At all. No. He's like you said, you know, he's not a moral person. He has a pretty shady past. He's not one of us. Q makes it like he is one of us. He's not one of us at all. I mean, I don't know. He's rich as shit. And so therefore, he's not one of us just by that one little category. And he's not this god, you know, like they've made him out to be. And, you know, one thing I've noticed, and no matter what, like a candidate or a president or something, he's on this team. He's on this team. You know, Trump is team Q, team Republican, team right wing, team whatever. And he can go do whatever. Let's just take the banning of bump stocks. You know, I'm very much against that. I'm very much pro Second Amendment. And that has to do with the Second Amendment. I don't know what no part of shall not be infringed people don't understand. But that's an infringement of the Second Amendment. And you get these guys that are so involved in this Q and this and Trump, this whole Trump thing, that they will come up with a way to justify why that made sense. Well, no one needs to be able to shoot that like that anyway. You sound like a fucking liberal right now, you know? Like, holy shit! That is exactly what a liberal says. Well, no one needs that many rounds. Huh? I have gotten into arguments with people because they are so crawled up Trump's ass and they're so far into the Q thing and then he is their god. And it's like, well, hold on. You know, he can do just about anything. And because he's part of your team, you'll find a reason to say why it's good. People need to get away from that. Quit getting so suckered into the team, the tribal mentality, and realize they're not one of us. you know, he is going to do some things you can disagree with, but I don't know, man. There's just people out there, they'll do anything to say why their team made the right decision because they're afraid that their team has to be 100% perfect all the time.
Yeah, you know, and I've seen the same thing too. I have a good friend that I've known for a long time, and he's very much like pro Q, right? And then pro Trump. And dude is like a solid dude, right? He's a constitutionalist. You know, he's a Christian guy. He's a veteran, right? He's basically us. Yeah. But I see him defending some QAnon stuff, and I'm like, dude, how can you defend that? You know, like, and we get in arguments. I'm like, you realize, like, you're being groomed to accept things that you would have been against prior to 2016.
Yes.
Right. So, and I'm seeing it happen in real time, and it's alarming to me because it's changing people's opinions on things, and it's getting them to defend a guy who they probably should not defend, right? Because, you know, it's okay to not agree with everything Trump does, and not everything Trump does has to be defended as if it's your own personal decision. Mm-hmm. And you can still support a guy, you know, 75% of the way, right? You don't have to support him 200% of the way. 75, you know, if he's doing good, then, you know, congratulate him. If he's doing bad, then, you know, call him out on that, right? And we've lost that ability. And really what it's done is it's kind of set up the president to be Caesar, right? Like a living god of sorts. And the left has been there forever, right? They've been there since the Clinton days. And it got to its peak during the Obama days, where they basically worshiped this guy as a living god. You know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg just died, right? And you've probably seen all the videos acting like, you know, somebody went and just stabbed Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's terrible. It is a religious zealotry. You know, it's political idol worship is what it is. These people are being placed on pillars as if they are gods. And for the longest time, the right has not been like that, right? So, you know, we all have our candidates we support. And even Bush, you know, Bush would get a lot of criticism from a lot of guys on the right because he was spending money like a drunken sailor. And people were writing articles about him. But, you know, the QAnon crowd, there is no dissent allowed within that. And that's alarming because that's very much like the UFO crowd, right? Yeah. So the UFO crowd is, we talk about that as an emerging religion. The QAnon thing is kind of like a cult. And there's a lot of reason to believe that, you know, it is kind of a cult. And not only that it is a cult, it could be like a devil worshiping cult, right? Mm-hmm. So there's this guy named Dylan Weaver. And he used to go by the hashtag of @educatingliberals. And I don't know what he does now. But anyway, right? This dude is like huge. And he's been in the QAnon thing since the beginning. But he broke away from the QAnon thing. So he made a lot of money talking about QAnon and supporting it. And then all of a sudden, one day he flipped, did a 180. Huh. And now he's anti-Q. And his whole thing is that, in his opinion, it's just grooming a bunch of right-wing Christians to accept the Antichrist. That's his position.
Well, I mean, he's probably not that far off. And
when I that, I'm like, okay, so time out. At first, he supported 100%, right? And he was like one of the guys. Mm-hmm. And now he's 180. People say that he's a shill and that he's a sellout and that he got all of his money. And so now he's done with the movement. People say that, you know, Patreon corrupted him because, you know, Patreon has their political agendas too. And so that to keep his Patreon account, he had to change his opinion, basically. That's all possible, maybe. But, you know, if you want to take a step back and look at it objectively, the dude has a lot of solid points in his criticism of the Q movement. And he put out a documentary, and I'll have to find it and link it to the show notes. But it was basically talking about how the entire movement of Q is grooming the Christian conservative crowd to accept an Antichrist. And it talked about, like, you know, what the Antichrist is, what he does, how he works, how he convinces people, the language he uses. And I was like, holy shit, Trump is the Antichrist.
Well, you know, that's me not being the religious guy, we were texting the other day, and, you know, he has the peace deals going on with the Middle East, and he's kind of helped facilitate and all this stuff, and I was like, hey, isn't that part of, like, the end of times, you know? And you guys were like, yeah, it is exactly that. And I'm like, is Trump the Antichrist? I mean, shit, you know, that's supposed to be something that actually happens, and it's, you know, behind the Antichrist as that happens. And so he's, I don't know if he's, I don't know that guy, but I may have to look into him because it doesn't sound like he's too far off about some things, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, really, people got to look into it and kind of judge their own opinion because you talk about the religious stuff and, you know, there's going to be 50 million opinions on that. So, you know, you really got to kind of dig into it and kind of see what you think. But I do think no matter what, anything you see that is linked to any one particular politician, you need to be careful about, right? So I want Q to be true in the sense that I do believe that the deep state is real. You know, we've talked about it all the time, Project Mockingbird and all these other things, right? It's real, and I want it to go down. But so far, Trump has done nothing to stop that.
No, not really. The one thing that that's always kind of got me about Q, though, is General Flynn. And I think, I don't know if you remember, if you ever saw the video, but, you know, he did the Q oath, like him and his family, on Twitter. And it was like, whoa, okay, that's weird. Unless he is like a double agent, you know? I mean, could be. I think that, like, to bounce off back what you said about, you know, if it has to do with just one candidate, like, let's just say, hypothetically, we'll play the what-if game real quick, because I like to do this. We didn't have four-year term limits for president and whatnot, and Trump stayed in office. And this Q thing kept growing and growing and growing, and it was just pretty much focuses just on Trump for the most part, you know, and then right wing. That eventually could be the Trump that we know doing some good things too, and people get so fucking involved. Like, and I always go back to say their team. That's what I like to call it, a team, because it is. And he could turn to a 180 and basically become the socialist Republican that we had talked about at the beginning of this. And those people, they get so blinded by just following Q blindly because they're, you know, they're fighting the good fight. And, you know, where we go one, we go all. And they haven't even realized that they are turning into their own enemies, which makes me go back to think even more deep state, PSYOP, Project Mockingbird.
Yeah, 100%. It's all linked together. It's no accident. So, you know, Project Mockingbird was, you know, we've kind of suggested that that was the government using information media, social media, disinformation, propaganda to move a large section of the public to accept truths, you know, that they're favorable to the government, right? So I think the people within Q, who I do believe are actual government operatives, I think they've taken that same mechanism and they're like, okay, how do we gather this last bastion of people who are untouchable, right? So your libertarians, your 3%ers, your Boogaloo boys, your right-wing Christian conservatives, all the people who hate government, right? How do we get these people? Because if we can get these people wrapped up into the mix, well, then we really have like the 90% of the population under control. The mainstream media hoards all these guys over here, and then we have all of these guys over here. And really what it's doing is it's linking those two groups together, right? So on the surface, those are two independent groups that hate each other, right? So you have the mainstream liberals and the progressives and the communists and the Antifas and the BLMs. Mm-hmm. And then you have the 3%ers, the Boogaloo boys, the libertarians, the right-wing Christian conservatives, the veterans, right? So they should hate each other and they should be fighting each other in the streets right now, right? So, and they're not, because Q keeps saying, be patient, trust the plan.
Oh, yeah.
You know, trust the plan, trust the plan. Yeah, I know they're burning down cities. Trust the plan. Right. I know Flynn is back in court and hasn't been released. Trust
Always
the plan.
Trust the plan.
I know that Bill Barr has promised to drop the hammer on everybody and put Hillary, Obama, Biden, Susan Rice, Comey, Clapper, Brennan, all in prison. Yeah. Trust the plan. Yeah, uh-huh. You know, I know Durham report was supposed to be released this month, but trust the plan. Exactly. You know, Trump is supposed to restore the Fed to the gold standard. Trust the plan. I know Trump was supposed to bring home all soldiers from overseas. Trust the plan. Yeah. You know, I know that Antifa was supposed to be crushed already. Trust the
it's
plan.
It's always trust the plan. You know, like,
what the hell have you delivered on, man?
Exactly. Exactly.
Nothing, you know, and so we're sitting here when we, this is arguably the time when, you know, the right wing militant crowd that's out there, the, you know, the true patriots of the country who they're, you know, they're not racist. They're not KKK, despite what you believe. Perfect. All they want is they want the government to chill the fuck out, yeah. Right? Mind their own business. Stop taxing us to death. Stop passing laws that infringe on our rights and just be left alone. Mm-hmm. And that's it. And arguably the time when it's most critical for those guys to be out marching in the streets, they're doing nothing, mm-hmm. right? Because they're sitting at home, trusting the plan.
Thanks. Yeah. I mean, that you couldn't sum that up any better. I think people got to get away from it. I mean, you know, it's, I don't like to try to put all my eggs in one basket. You know, I'm not going to sit here and believe everything that Trump says. I'm not going to sit here and believe that everything that Q says. You know, I mean, I'm sure there is something out there that I probably would agree on with a liberal candidate. Yeah, maybe. I mean, people have got to learn to think for themselves again and get out of this one, you know, team mindset that no matter what, their team is right. No matter what they do, it was right. They did it because it was part of the plan. You know, it seems to me like we have the two teams and they're merging into one team. And why would we do that? Why would we try to make one team? Well, that's because we got to get everybody under the same thing. So in my opinion, so we can eventually have a one world government.
100%. So you brought that up. There's a documentary everybody needs to watch. It's on Prime and it's called Hidden Agendas. And it was made in the 70s too. I think like 1970 when this was made. Wow. The film is old. The narration is old, but it is so good. It is the best documentary I've ever seen about the conspiracy. And we're going to do an entire episode just on that. But to recap it, so the deep state, you know, the quote unquote Illuminati, the New World Order, the globalists, whatever you want to call it, it's all the same thing, right? Mm-hmm. There's different terms for it. You know, there's kind of your regional term. There's kind of your global term. It's real. And it's financial guys, mostly at the end of the day, right? Because it's all driven by finances. Not to say that all bankers in the world are evil, because they're not, but there are evil bankers in the world. Lots. And those are the guys who want to control everything. And they have a network of politicians and celebrities, and they work through government entities like the UN and the Council of Foreign Relations. So that's a whole rabbit hole that's going to take us hours to dissect. But long story short, they fund not only, you know, the United States, but they funded Soviet Russia, you know, and the communists. They fund communist insurrections all over the world. And you would think, why are these guys who were like unabashed capitalists and all about making money, why would they want to entertain the idea of communism? Because isn't that counter to what they really believe? And the answer is, it doesn't matter as long as they remain at that
top. That's a power thing. You know, yeah.
They don't care. They don't care if you and I live under communism. They don't care if you and I live under capitalism. As long as they remain in power, they could care less mm-hmm. what the social and political structure looks like. So what they do is they fund BLM and Antifa. They fund conservative movements and capitalist movements, mm-hmm. right? Because they want us to fight.
Yep.
They want that tension there. And they do that because anytime the population fights against each other, they're not fighting against the government, yeah. right? And then the government gains more power. So they create issues within our society, which then they exploit to gain more power, with the inevitable goal that in a long enough time frame, they end up with total control. So look at where we're at. 1776, 2020.
Oh, yeah.
Right? How far have we gotten away from literally everything in the Constitution? Yeah, it's terrible.
Oh.
You know, and how did we get there? It's because we've been pushed there by, you know, the deep state in the NWO types for 150 years now. Yeah,
that's not even very long in the grand scheme of things. That's not long at all. It's a blink of an eye. We have gone so far away from what the principles of what this country was originally founded on. And the problem is, you know, we are very, you know, very much on big government, or sorry, very much anti-big government. And I know I used to know a lot of right-wing conservatives, whatever you want to call them, Republicans, that were the same. They're not like that anymore. They trust Trump. They trust Q. They trust they're going to do the right thing. Oh, well, no, we need them to do that. That's, you know, they're daddy government, and they're there to protect us. What happened? A few years ago, you were not even like this at all. You've gotten so caught up in this and just, you know, blind to you don't even see it anymore. I don't know, man. It's scary as shit, really, when I keep thinking about it. But
yeah, it's terrible. Because like you said, you know, I mean, I'm from that circle. That's where I grew up, man. I grew up in that ultra right-wing conservative group, right? And then some people who are listening might say, oh, you fucking KKK. No, not at all. I don't know anybody who supports that kind of stuff. Huh. Right-wing Christian conservatives don't want to dominate anybody. They just want to be left alone to live their lives, but they realize that the government is the biggest threat to that. You know, and it has nothing to do with race. It has nothing to do with any of that. There are black people who get that too. The Asians get that better than most people because they understand property mm-hmm. rights more yeah. than yeah. most people, especially the immigrants, oh. right? Who came from maybe like Vietnam or Korea where property rights are not as prevalent. So when they come here and they get a grocery store or a gas station or a nail salon, you know, they defend it with their lives because that is their life. They yeah. get it, you know, and that's the American tradition, you know, and it has nothing to do with race. It has to do with an ideology. You know, we support individual freedom. We support property rights. We support, you know, the ability to be left alone and just make money. You know, and that's ultimately all yeah. we want. So anybody who interferes with that better watch out. Well, used to be that way, but nowadays, you know, it's a Q has really changed the narrative.
Yeah, as so many people are, you know, I've heard it talked. I've heard immigrants and, you know, people that their families and stuff have came from, you know, another country that was much more strict and the government ruled with an iron fist, you know, than what they do here, and they've said, you know, like this, you guys are doing exactly what that country was doing or is doing. You're just following down that path. There's so many people nowadays that just, I don't understand the people that think that like the government is our almighty protector, and Q has made that very, you know, has done a very good job of making right-wing conservative Republican, you know, fall into that. So they are becoming yeah. liberals. They are becoming left-wing. They are becoming progressives.
Yeah. No, absolutely. They're just doing it at 75 miles an hour rather than 100 mm-hmm. miles an
exactly.
hour. Yeah. Yeah. And that's a shame, you know, but man, you can't tell these Q guys that because it's like a religious devotion, man. And it sucks because they've lost their ability to be objective and have critical thinking. And I think it's because they realize how everything is so critical right now. Right. And this is literally the most critical election we've ever had. And we say that every year because every year it's true. Right. Like, it just gets worse yeah. and worse and worse and worse. You know, so Biden versus Trump. Right. You have a QAnon type crowd. Right. With Trump. And then you have the socialists with Biden. You could not be more dynamic in that. And if you were the New World Order types, the globalists, the deep state Illuminatis, if you were looking for a population to exploit and take over, you got it, man. This is the perfect thing uh-huh. because it is as tense as it could possibly be right now. with this election. So I'm a little worried what's going to happen with it, but not just for who's going to win the election, but I'm worried because like my team, my guys who used to be my guys are no longer my guys, you know? So the true anti-government, limited government, libertarian types, they're few in number now. And that's alarming because, you know, we used to have the Tea Party conservatives, right? Yeah. And that was a thing. You know, we used to have the constitutionalists, and we don't have a lot of those guys anymore.
No, they're becoming their own enemy, and they don't even realize it. I wish people would kind of wake up, you know. And I don't want to sit here and, like, completely bash Q the entire episode. Like, there's been things out there, and I'm like, well, that's interesting, you know. Like, huh, that did happen. And it could just be mere coincidence or whatnot. But, like, I like to try to keep an open mind on just about everything. And I'm not going to sit here and be one of those guys that just falls into the queue. You know, we're all, quit being a sheep. Hey, Q people, quit being a fucking sheep, you know? Don't listen to everything Q says. Q says you're not a sheep. Trust the plan. Look, I'm not a sheep. No, you are exactly. It just, I've said that 100 times this episode, but that's what it's going to take for people to realize and wake up. Like, oh, you know, maybe Q shouldn't be my religion. Maybe I should go back to my roots of, you know, not trusting everything and trusting everybody. But who knows? We'll see. But yeah, this election, like you said, every 4 years, it's worse and worse and worse. And every 4 years, we get further away from what our country was founded on. And every 4 years, we get closer to a globalist, you know, one world government. I don't know, man.
Yeah, it's rough. You know, and there's, like we said, there's been some positive things Q has done. I think as a media outlet, it's done a lot of good. Just kind of talking about like the pedophile things and talking about, you know, the Epstein thing, or really I'll credit Q for a lot of that. You know, Epstein was known. Epstein was kind of always on the, you know, the internet and the Reddits and the 4chans, but it was never a mainstream thing. And I credit Q really for bringing that to light. So as a news outlet, I really appreciate Q. But that's, for me, that's where it stops, right? So if it were only like an alternative Drudge Report, even, you know, like,
oh, absolutely,
I would appreciate that. But it goes farther than that with the linking to the Trump campaign, and then, you know, bringing in the religious thing, and then bringing in, you know, the whole trust the plan type thing, you know, because they're not just a news outlet. They claim to be in charge, right, of the government, right? The Patriots are in control. The Patriots are in control. And, you know, I want that to be true, but I'm not seeing the fruit of that. In my mind, Alex Jones was right that it was a deep state thing. And best I can tell, CIA is your left-wing evil deep state, right? They generally, I think, favor the Democrats because the Democrats give them more power over the government, whereas traditionally the Republicans have not. But there is the NSA, which is the deep state equivalent on the right to the CIA, you know? So pick your poison, right? You can pick between the CIA or the NSA. To me, it's two sides of the same coin. I choose neither, you know?
Quit spying on us, you know? Because they both are.
Yeah. No, I don't. It's not okay just because it's the NSA, right? And now they claim to be my friend, you know? How about you just go away?
And that goes, that's like the Patriot Act, you know, when that was rolled out back in the Bush days. And, you know, I know people that were like, oh, no, yeah, this is okay because it's anti-terrorism. Huh? They just use that. A name like the Patriot Act sounds pretty patriotic, huh? Like, I get it. No, stop. Just fucking stop. Oh, man. But people.
Yeah. No, that's how they get you. You know, they pull on your heartstrings. No. They're not dumb. They know what they're doing. You know, call it the Patriot Act.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. We need that.
And you know, one thing Q has done, you say pull at your heartstrings. One thing Q has done very well is the anti-pedophilia thing. You know, none of us like 100%. Pedophiles. They all should burn. They all should die. well, you know, you've thrown the pedophile thing into it, the Jeffrey Epstein thing into it. Well, he was sex trafficking, you know, young girls, and then you know, we can go into the weird, like, adrenochrome stuff and like that. And he was all involved in that. Well, fuck that. I'm on board then, you know, because pulling at those heartstrings. And that's how they have got a ton of people on board. Because I remember when the beginnings of Q... And I know, as anything grows, more people get involved, but it seemed like the beginnings of Q, it wasn't like so many people, but as soon as the anti-pedophilia thing came out with Q and was linked directly to Q, so many people were on, like, I mean, it was just like by tenfold, you know, oh, hey, I'm going to be part of that organization because we're anti-pedophilia, and fuck yeah, well, I get it. I want to be part of that too, but there's a whole lot more than just the anti-pedophilia thing.
Yep. Yeah, that's how they hooked you. You know, that was the emotional ploy that they put out there to hook you into a campaign, which doesn't always serve your best interests, right? So yeah, there's been a lot of great anti-pedophilia stuff done by Trump. I salute that. That's good. That's noble. We need that. But you know, it's that thing like you sneak in 99 lies one truth. Yeah. You know, and it's tough, man. But yeah, people just need to kind of, you know, it's okay to look at Q and be a fan of Q. But just kind of take one step back, you know, and observe it. You know, don't go full in because you might find yourself compromised.
Yeah, 100%, man. Couldn't agree more.
All right. Well, that's it for today, guys. We'll catch up with y'all next time. Have a good one.
See ya.
Thanks everybody for listening. If you enjoy the show, please leave a review on iTunes. Let us know how we're doing. If you really like the show and you want to see the video versions, you can check out the Patreon. There's a link in the show notes. We'd be glad to have you there. We'll communicate back and forth with you. If you want to see the videos, that's where you got to go to do it. So check out the Patreon link. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to another episode of Skinwalker Radio. We have a lot of fun bringing you guys this program. It's something we're really passionate about, and I know you guys are too. So let us know how we're doing. Leave us a review on Apple, Google, Spotify, anywhere you're listening. Give us 5 stars if you like the show. If you want to leave a written review, that would help a lot. That will help us reach new people who might be interested in the show, which helps us land awesome guests that can bring really cool stories for you guys to listen to. Join us on Facebook. We have a Facebook page and we have a Facebook private group that's also linked to that page. I'll put all that stuff in the show notes so it's easy for you guys to get a hold of us. You can also email us at skinwalkerradio@gmail.com and check out the website at www.skinwalkerradio.com.